Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to the Don and Mike.
Kidding, of course.
Oh, okay.
You know, there really was something kinky. I never even told Mike.
Right. And it was from the All I Got during that whole last segment. It was from the waist up.
That's all anybody got.
Buzz, you're an extremely good sport.
Very good sport.
And thank you very much. It's been a long time since an impromptu Alan Linewand moment happened on the show.
It was special. It was very special.
Loved it. So we'll get back to everything that we were talking about before that, before Buzz's solo.
Yes.
Now we have to shift gears. Now, here's another crack booking. It is a guy who's probably on crack. The guy is the redneck of the year.
It's Georgia's favorite redneck, Melvin Davis.
Okay, so let's set this guy up and welcome him to the show.
Hey, man! Remember that time we got kicked out of biology for playing with Matchbox cars?
Yeah!
Who's retarded now?
Yeah!
Hey, what are you doing after this?
Half of the race?
Yeah!
I don't know, but it feels like we're wasting a lot of time.
No, I know. I'm just excited, man.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, I love you.
What?
Nothing. Shake it,
babe. The Don and Mike Show.
3-4.
Don't just look at it. Eat it. Oh. It's the Don and Mike Show.
1, 2, 3, 4.
All right, so the guy is the Georgia Redneck of the Year.
Favorite. Melvin Shake Davis.
No. Never been.
You're right. I was a total dick, man.
From now on, it's Magic Man and El Diablo.
What's Diablo mean?
It's like Spanish for like a fighting chicken.
That's awesome.
I know.
With the claws.
With the claws and the beak.
Where'd you think of that?
Sometimes things click.
Shake and bake.
Boogity, boogity, boogity.
Let's welcome Melvin Davis, Georgia's favorite redneck.
Hello, Melvin.
Hey.
How are you anyway?
I'm doing real good and looking good, too, I might add.
Yeah, what do you mean you're looking good? Describe what you look like.
Well, I'm extremely good looking, ed up with intelligence, and got a pile of money.
Really? Really? How'd you make your money, Melvin?
Me and my wife both together, we've saved up nearly $200, and I ain't but 70 years old. I'll probably be a millionaire before I die.
Say, this act won't grow tired fast. Melvin, seriously, you've been booked on this show as Georgia's favorite redneck. How did you win that coveted title?
Well, I come up with some good inventions. Well, I think they're good inventions to carry down to the redneck game and show out with.
No.
And been very fortunate of, you know, winning the games a lot. Uh-huh. Bobbing for pig's feet, I was a four-time champion straight in a row.
How about that Jeff Foxworthy?
Now, I don't get to talk to Jeff very much. He don't come to the redneck games.
How old are you really, Melvin?
70.
You're really 70? Wow.
Yes.
And did you really win, like, a competition, or is it just BS?
Oh, yeah, I really won it.
Then, Melvin, let's cut through all of this, you know, all of this Jethro from the Beverly Hillbillies.
Let's get to know the real Melvin.
I got me $200. Tell us the truth, Melvin. Are you really a redneck?
Yes, sir.
Have you ever, you know, chased down long hairs?
Hippies? We've got to skip that part. My wife's in the kitchen. She can hear what I'm saying.
Have you been involved in many beatings?
No.
You?
They good rednecks now. We're not the bad kind.
All right. What about dog fighting? How you like dog fighting?
I don't.
Yeah. You don't like dog fighting? What is the real Melvin Davis? I mean, seriously, what do you do for fun?
For fun, I race a four-wheeler cross country. I race a dirt bike. I mud race a Chevrolet pickup. I'm retired.
You don't sound 70. You sound a little younger than that.
Have you ever eaten possum?
Yes, I have.
How do you prepare it?
Well, Mama would put that thing on a platter, put some potatoes and stuff around it, and just bake it in the oven.
I don't believe you.
What did you get, Melvin, for being voted Georgia's favorite redneck?
Well,
or winning, or however you got this title.
Well, I've
was
won.
It a competition, Melvin, or is that a ruse?
No, we really have the competition, and it's a, the real game. They're silly games. Bobbing for pig's feet, mud pit belly flop, watermelon seed spitting contest, and we play horseshoes with toilet seats.
Is there an outside chance that you're an alcoholic?
I was for 25 years. I wasn't an alcoholic. Now I was a professional drunk.
No one likes a quitter, Melvin.
You don't drink. You don't drink anymore.
Nope.
Melvin, we have an email from Rob Spiewak from Brunswick, Georgia, who writes, Melvin, would you rather have a solid chocolate banjo or a pickup truck made of ham?
I believe I'd rather have a pickup made of ham.
Really?
Why
is that, Melvin?
I got brain damage.
Oh, you do? Now we're talking.
You're really retarded.
That's good. Have you ever had a serious head injury?
Yes.
Could you tell us about it?
Describe it, please.
Well, I was racing a dirt bike, and I crossed country, and I come up on a ditch. I was going too fast to stop and going too slow to jump it. I done a swan dive into the side of a bank and kind of busted my head in a helmet.
That really happened to you.
Now we're listening, Melvin.
Have you ever dated a relative?
No. My relatives won't have nothing to do with me.
If you had a pickup truck made of ham, would you eat it or drive it?
I'd eat it, probably.
What is your position on gays in the military?
I don't have a position on that.
No, pick one. Are you pro or anti-gays in the military? You know,
do you think we should have homosexuals in the military?
Let me speak his language. Do you think we should have faggots in the army?
I think everybody ought to be what he's going to be.
Oh, so you're very understanding.
I do not hold nothing against nobody. Don't rub it on me, and you do your thing.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Now, that's mine.
Are you like me? Do you fly the Confederate flag proudly?
Yes.
What is your feeling on the Confederate flag?
Yes, like me.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Well, mine, my feet, everything I got has got a rebel flag on it. Oh.
It's a rich tradition of one of America's greatest times, Mike.
But mine is not hate or hatred or nothing like that. It's just old rebel. It's just something I've grown up with.
Is there anything you hate, Melvin?
No.
Is there any
love everybody. Oh. Love some folks better than others now, but... Sure.
Yeah, well, like, what folks would you love better than others?
Women.
Women? Women of all kinds?
Hey, please tell us about your guns and whatnot.
Oh, I got a pile of guns.
Oh, good. Tell us about your weapons.
Well, I got a 30-30.
Okay, that's a rifle.
Right. And I got a 22 semi-automatic.
Another rifle. How about the handguns, Melvin?
Now, you might need that one. That'll come in handy.
I got about four of them. I got a 22 target pistol, a 32.
Sure.
How about this? Hey, Melvin, how about this? Could you list for us?
I did you a favor.
Oops, sorry.
Could you list for us the animals you've killed? And not by number, but the types of animals you've killed in your lifetime.
Oh, Lord.
I know it's tough, but I bet you can do it.
I've killed about everything there are around in Georgia.
Well, like what?
You ever kill a horse?
Yes.
Really?
You killed a horse?
Why? Yeah, why'd you kill a horse?
Because it was injured. It couldn't be cured.
Oh, you put it down.
Okay, all right. That was the humanitarian thing to do. Sure.
You put a horse down. But as far as hunting, what animals have you shot?
Deer.
Okay, that's obvious, right?
Hogs.
Hogs, right.
I used to go hog hunting regularly.
Uh-huh.
How much money have you donated to the campaign of Barack Obama?
You ain't going to find no true redneck having nothing to do with politicians or religion.
Very, very clever answer.
Smart, yeah.
So, deer, hogs, have you ever shot and eaten a squirrel?
Yes.
And how did you prepare that?
Well, we've had them every kind of way. My wife would fry some, but I like them best stewed down in a pot with old white gravy.
Pheasant, quail?
Boiled, same way, fried or...
What's your favorite Denzel Washington movie?
Lord, I ain't been to a movie. The last movie I went to see was...
What's your favorite...
Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
What's your favorite Sidney Poitier movie? Sidney Poitier.
Man, I'm into activities. I don't watch movies. Don't have time for that.
Yeah, I bet you watch television. Do you watch a lot of television, Melvin?
No.
You don't watch television?
No, I got a shop. I got a museum behind my house.
Oh, what kind of
it's
is it?
It's a redneck museum.
Oh, I see. The redneck it's museum. The redneck museum.
Mike is the redneck of the year.
Yeah, and do you have teeth in it?
Got what in it?
Do you have teeth in your museum?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about that, please.
I got about everything. Look, first thing, I build something every year to carry to the redneck game just to show out. Uh-huh. And the first thing I built was an ambulance. I took a Murray lawnmower, extended the front wheels 5 feet.
Do you use toilet paper?
Yes.
Really?
What flavor?
Well, we use cobs for the paper.
Oh, you use corn cobs for toilet paper?
Do you use two red ones and a white one.
Have you ever had any sort of trouble with hemorrhoids?
No. I've been a perfect butt all my life.
Wow.
Describe your own manly aroma, please.
Strong.
Do you have any major health problems, Melvin?
No, sir.
Do you chew?
The only problem I got is brain damage.
Do you have do you chew tobacco?
Yes.
What type?
Copenhagen long cut.
And you do that on a daily basis?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Who is your driver, friend?
My driver?
Yeah, who's your driver?
Me.
Now, you know what we're talking about.
Who's your NASCAR driver?
Oh. I'm not into that. No
right,
kind
well,
of
you're not in. Wait, hold on. Wow. You're not into NASCAR?
No, you're not a real redneck then.
That's not a real redneck, Walden.
No, y'all got the redneck thing down wrong. Huh? To be a true redneck, you got to have a four-wheel drive truck.
Hey, listen, hold
on. Shotgun in there.
And I know a lot of rednecks, Melvin.
How about your wife? Let's talk about your wife. Is she box?
No.
Your wife is not box.
No, she's a church-going, straight-laced lady and don't have nothing to do with none of my activities.
Really? Now, how many kids do you have?
One.
Is a boy or girl?
Boy.
He right? Is he right?
Yeah.
Okay.
He took out of her.
He took out of her.
Took out of her.
He took out of her. What are you going to do the rest of the afternoon, Melvin?
Sit on my lazy butt.
Do you have any furniture that would normally be indoors that you keep out of doors?
yeah.
Like what?
Yeah. Well, we got a couple of couches sitting out there.
Do you really have like upholstered couches outside?
No, they're not upholstered.
Yeah. You want to go to Six Flags? Do you want to go to Six Flags?
No.
No.
Do you ever get your jerk on?
I've been to Six Flags, you know, back when I was younger, but I hadn't been in a long time.
They got a big redneck special all weekend long. Two rednecks for the price of one.
Melvin, how often do you cut your fingernails?
About once a month.
Mm-hmm. Once a month.
When's the last time you went to the dentist?
Shoot. Probably been 20 years.
When? Now we're talking.
Wow.
Do you have any cavities?
I don't think so.
How would you know, Mike?
Melvin, is there any foil in the house that would be handy?
Do you have, like, Reynolds Wrap aluminum foil?
Do you have any aluminum foil in the house?
Yeah, we have a
We have a great way for you to find out if you have any cavities. Yeah.
Could you do us a favor? This would be, just a little tip for you, and it would tell you whether you need to get to a dentist or not. Roll up a little bit of Reynolds Wrap aluminum foil into a tiny ball, and just do that for us. Can you do that?
I could.
Okay, all could right, you go get it
right now?
I could. You mean you would want me to spit out my Copenhagen just for...
Yes. Yeah, yes, absolutely.
Reynolds Wrap
if you don't mind. If you don't mind, sir.
This is for your dental hygiene.
Kind of a test.
Right. It'll take me a second.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, do you fancy a delicious pastry in the evening?
Beg your pardon?
Yes. Do you like pie?
Pie?
Yes, pie.
What kind of pie do you like?
I'm a diabetic. I like them all. Oh. I don't eat.
You're a diabetic, so you don't eat pie?
Right.
Do you like chocolate pie? If you could have it, would you eat chocolate pie?
Yes.
You said you're a diabetic. Are any of your toes blue?
No.
What's gout feel like?
It hurts bad.
You've had it?
I had it. Before I quit drinking, I had it. Mm-hmm.
You had it bad?
Feet and ankles, pretty bad.
Could you ask the missus maybe to grab you some aluminum foil?
I'm at it right now.
There you go. All right, are you in your kitchen, in your feed bag?
Yep, I'm in the kitchen. I was over the trash can getting rid of that Copenhagen there.
Okay, right. Thank you. We appreciate you doing this for us, Melvin.
Uh-huh. Melvin, this is going to help you a lot. Now take a little bit of that aluminum foil and roll it into a tiny ball about the size of a spitball.
Okay. I got it.
Okay, just roll up a little.
I got it rolled up.
All right.
Now, chew it.
Chew it on both sides of your mouth. Chew it from the back to the front. Just to bite into it.
I'm doing that.
Okay.
Let us hear you, can we hear you chewing on the aluminum foil.
Mm-hmm.
Anything yet?
Any pain?
I'm afraid so.
Oh, you're afraid so?
Yeah. Well, the right side of the back.
That really did sound like it, too.
That would be kind of an indication that maybe you know you need to go see a dentist.
Yeah, that means you might have a rotten tooth there, Melvin.
Right side on the back.
Well, the way I look at it, if it gets rotten enough, it'll fall out. You don't have to worry about it.
Okay. Well, bless you, Don. Bless you.
I'm allergic, as you know, Mike, to cavities.
Melvin, could you describe a farmer's knot to us, please?
A farmer's knot.
Yes. Do you know what a farmer's knot is?
I don't.
I'll give you a hint, Melvin. Don Geronimo just sneezed, and it's related to that.
Yeah.
All right.
You know what it is?
I believe I do.
What is it?
But you can't say that on the radio.
Sure you can. Sure. Yeah, you can do it in a nice way.
You can.
Well, if you sneeze hard enough, they're going to be a little knot pop out, and it's called poop.
Well, oh, no, no, no.
No, Melvin.
We're talking about boogers that come out, not poop.
It's Melvin, the act of pressing one index finger against the opposite nostril and through the other nostril, expectorating.
You shoot the boogers out. Melvin, we have one more email question for you from Rob Spiewak from Atlanta, Georgia.
Him again.
Rob writes, "Dear Melvin, which would you rather have, a solid cheese saddle or a tuxedo made of trout?"
I hate to ask you to do that, but say that again.
One more time.
Some noise.
Rob Spiewak from Atlanta, Georgia writes, "Dear Melvin, which is better, a solid cheese saddle, a saddle for a horse made out of cheese, or a tuxedo, you know, a tuxedo, a suit, made out of trout, fish?"
I love that question.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm glad you do, Melvin. Could we perhaps get an answer?
Well, I'm going to just take a wild guess, and I'm going to have the saddle made out of the cheese.
The saddle made out of cheese, because that would go along with your pickup truck made out of ham.
There you go.
Good answer. The last thing I would like to ask you, sir, is what's your take on Michael Vick?
How do you feel about Michael Vick?
I hate to tell you, but I don't know Michael Vick. I'm Michael Vick. I ain't never heard of him.
Oh, that. Well, you know, that kind of speaks to your status as George's favorite redneck.
Well, I got to tell you, he's not in the league right now, but never mind. You know, someday you'll find out that there are black quarterbacks in the NFL.
That's right.
All right. You know, I ain't never watched a ball game.
You've never watched a ball
never.
Game?
Really? In 70 years, I've never watched.
And you're from Georgia, and you've never
and
watched a football
game? I'm talking about football, basketball, or softball.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I mean, baseball.
Have you ever been in a fight?
Oh, yeah.
Why don't you like sports, Melvin?
Well, fighting ain't a sport, is it?
No, we're just asking about you said you don't like sports.
Football, basketball, baseball, like that.
Now, you didn't know who Michael Vick is. He's in the news right now. He's the quarterback for the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, the dog fighting.
Yeah.
I have heard a little about that.
Melvin, just a casual question here. Boxers or briefs?
Briefs.
Briefs.
Yeah.
Briefs. How often do you wash those underpants?
Oh, you don't do that very often. No. Every week.
Every week.
Every week.
Every week.
Whether you need it or not.
Now, you change them every day, but you just wash them once a week.
That's right.
I know. That old thing, you turn them inside out, you can wear them, you know, double them out of
time. Absolutely.
Well, Melvin Davis, he's George's favorite bisexual redneck. And we want to thank him for being on the show today.
Good luck with your museum, Melvin.
Thank you, sir. Hey, that one thing before you go. The Smithsonian sent a crew down here to film my museum.
Did they really?
They sure did.
Really?
The Friday before the Redneck Games was on Saturday.
They must have a lot of empty rooms.
Well, I told them, I said, y'all come on and film it. That tickled me to death. But once you see my museum, you won't never go back to the Smithsonian.
That's right.
Oh, the Smithsonian.
The Smithsonian.
Because I got some redneck stuff in there now.
We love the Smithsonian.
Love to see
we'll
it.
See you at the Smithsonian. All right, Melvin.
Thank you, Melvin.
Yes, sir.
Holler at you later.
All right.
All right. Word to your mother.
Okay.
Take
peace
care.
Peace in the Mideast.
Bye.
Don't let your meatloaf.
Bye, homie.
I don't do that.
I got to make like a tree and leaf. I got to make like a banana and split.
Hey, Melvin. Are you cut?
No.
See ya, wouldn't want to be ya. Later, alligator.
right.
All right. Yeah.
Confederate flag says a lot. Says a lot about the type of man you are.
Amen, brother.
The South shall rise again.
Who's your favorite country and Western artist?
Yeah. Oh, shoot.
Shoot, I don't listen to music.
I don't got no favorite.
Yeah.
I love them all.
Okay, great. Great. Thanks a pant load.
Melvin Davis.
Thanks, Melvin.
Yes, sir.
Circumcised and proud of it. Are you circumcised, Melvin?
Hey, I'm not sure.
He looks like a little grub worm
wearing a turtleneck sweater.
Grub worm.
Thank you, Melvin.
Thanks, Melvin.
Yes, sir.
Good
See
guy.
You later.
Bye now.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
There he goes.
Bye.
I truly enjoyed his last answer. Yeah. A little grub worm. Wearing a turtleneck sweater.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that lovely?
Takes a picture.
That's Melvin.
That worked out pretty good.
That's right.
We got a break.
Redneck.
We'll be right back. He did figure out who Mike Vick was.
Yeah. He did indeed.
Finally figured that one out.
Yeah. I don't know how much redneck he got in him.
How about when he ate the aluminum oil?
I believe he really did that.
So do I. Yeah.
Oh, that hurt.
Whole backside of my mouth.
I don't watch sports.
All right, he's great. Yeah. Here's something else that's great.
This is the Don and Mike Show.